Coming up on episode number 1173, a couple of things that we're covering on today's show is originally just going to be a Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band 50th anniversary episode, but then last week we lost Greg Allman, and of course I've got to do a Greg Allman tribute on today's show. We're going to do that, and we're going to do Sgt. Pepper. It's all in there. It's jam-packed. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday night. It is Wednesday, May 31st, 2017. My name is Brian Ebbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Today, paying tribute to 50 years of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Can't believe it's been that long, right? I mean, it's... I say that, but it was before I was born. But still, it's such an incredible album. It's hard to believe that it's, 50 years old. And we're going to be playing covers of every track on the album, as we do when we do an album cover story here on the show. Something that I'm trying to go for this time is doing some more unusual covers, some more different covers than maybe ones you're familiar with. So, of course, you're not going to hear the Elton John Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. You're not going to hear the Joe Cocker With a Little Help from My Friends. You're going to hear very different versions from the ones you know, and even from the originals. That is going to be coming up in the latter part of the show. Before we do that, though, we're going to pay tribute to Greg Allman, who passed away on May 27th of this year, just a few days ago. A member of the Allman Brothers, of course, and a great performer. Boy, quite the marrying man. Not only married to Cher, but married to six or seven women total. Seven women total, we include Cher. And of course, above all that, a fantastic musician and performer. And writer. So let's start the show with that. Let's start the show with Greg Allman. And very appropriately, we're going to start the show with a tribute from his son. This actually was recorded as part of a compilation album called Song for My Father back in 2007, 10 years ago, and is an album made up of artists covering their famous musical fathers. This is Devin Allman's Honey Tribe and his cover of Midnight Rider.
I've got one more silver dollar.
gypsy's name. No one hears his lonely sighs.
No one hears his lonely sighs.
There are no blankets where he lies.
No blankets where he lies.
Lord, in the deepest streams the gypsy flies to sweet Melissa.
Valerie!
That's him right there, Greg Allman, with the cover of the Beatles' Rain that he recorded and included on the anthology album One More Try back in 1997. Greg Allman and a cover of Rain. It's listed as a demo, but sure feels solid to me. Really, really good version of Rain by Greg Allman. Before that, Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs with a cover of Melissa that comes as a bonus track from the Volume 2 of their Under the Covers series. They did the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. Of course, this came from Volume 2, the 70s, released back in 2009. They Might Be Giants with a cover of Jessica, an instrumental, great instrumental cover of a great instrumental song. Came from the Why Does the Sunshine EP, an album that they released around Why Does the Sun Shine? The sun is a mass of incandescent gas. That's why. And Midnight Rider by Devin Allman's Honey Tribe, that one from a collection called A Song for My Father, a bunch of great covers of artists by their sons. Really, really amazing album, worth checking out. Came out in 2007. All right, let's get to, well, we're going to get to an ad really quick, and then we're going to get to the Beatles Sgt. Pepper tribute. Of course, the sponsor, you know it. You probably predicted that this is who I'd talk about. Yeah, of course, it's going to be Amazon. With the Amazon's Got You Covered Amazon Listener Purchase of the Week. Today, how about some batteries? We all need batteries, right? All the time we need batteries. Well, somebody went on to Amazon using the Coverville link and bought a 72-pack of 123A lithium batteries. Now, these aren't just your regular AA's or C batteries or whatever. No, no, no. These are big old lithium batteries, and they bought a 72-pack, which, golly, just warms my heart, well, and keeps it charged for quite a long time. These are 3-volt lithium batteries that, you know, it just goes to show you that you can buy anything you're looking for on Amazon, whether it's these really hard to find, I'm guessing flashlight batteries. Whether you need it for that or whether you need it for a computer, those little batteries that go out on the motherboard, right? That once those things go out, your clock stops working, you reboot your computer, and all of a sudden you have to restart your clock or reset your clock. Any kind of battery you need, even if it is those simple AA's, AAA's, whatever, you can find over here at Amazon.com. What I want you to do, though, is start by going to Coverville and click on any of the Amazon links you find. You'll find some on the homepage if you've got your ad blocker turned off, or you can go into the show notes of any episode and find an Amazon link there and click that. Anything you add to your cart and purchase after that point gives Coverville a little bit of a kickback. That money goes right back into the show and helps keep it going. It's just one of the many ways to show that Amazon's got you covered. All right, let's do the 50th anniversary tribute of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. 50 years ago, the album came out in 1967, was a response to... Boy, that was a clickety-click. It was a response to the Pet Sounds... I almost said Pet Shop Boys. Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys album. Kind of a way of seeing that sonic delivery, which I think in turn was inspired by Revolver or Rubber Soul. I want to say Pet Sounds was. Need to delve back into my history on that and make sure I understand it. But in any case, it was a fantastic Beatles album, sonically superior to things that had been coming out as far as multi-track recordings and arrangements and instrumentation. Even the cover was something you could stare at for hours, picking out all of the different stars that appeared on that cover in cutouts and wax figures and things like that. As I do with all the album cover stories, I'm going to break it up into side A, side B, play it in two sets and no interruptions and straight through. So, as the album does, we're going to start with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. This one performed by Michelle Stoddart from an album inexplicably titled Yellow Submarine Resurfaces. It's funny, this was one of those Mojo or Q Magazine ride-along CDs that gets stuck to the front of the magazine that's got a bunch of covers on it. And it was in honor of the anniversary of Yellow Submarine. But I'd say two-thirds of the album are covers from Sgt. Pepper, so I don't know. I don't know why they didn't just call it Sgt. Pepper's Friends or something like that. Anyway, here's Michelle Stoddard and a cover of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
David Peel.
Howard Smith was showing me and Yoko around the village, although Yoko didn't need any showing, but he was an old friend of Yoko's and I got to know him. And he took us down to Washington Square, of course, and there he was, you know, shouting about, why do you have to pay to see stars and all that? And I'm sitting, standing at the back of the crowd feeling all embarrassed, thinking, he must be talking about me, he must know I'm here, but he didn't. And then we walked off. And then another time we were going round the village with Jerry and Abby, was it?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we got down the village and there he was. I don't know. It was arranged for us to meet him, but it seemed like a happening, you know. And he was just suddenly there and we started singing with him in the street, you know, and we got moved on by the police and it was all very wonderful and that was it, you know. Yeah. And then he was such a great guy, you know, and we loved his music and his spirit and everything, you know, and his whole philosophy of the street and everything. And we thought, okay, let's make a record with him, you know. Little knowing he'd done a few records before anyway. I mean, I knew vaguely, but it was great, you know. And that's how it happened. David Peel's a natural, and some of his melodies are good, you know.
Yeah.
If you took away the F in the blind in the politics and just sang some sweet melody over I'm a Runaway or something, or one of his tunes. Yeah, well, I didn't never hear that. I must hear it. Well, then you'd have a pop hit, you know. If you ever wanted to do those pop 40, you could do it to, like, as easy as pie, you know.
I pledge allegiance to the Beatles from Liverpool in Great Britain, and to the whole world that wants them back as the Beatles, John and Paul, George and Ringo, forever!
Hello.
Cellophane flowers of yellow. Picture yourself on a train in a station with plasticine porters with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
It's getting better. Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free. As his wife gets into her dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?" She made meeting a man from the motor train. What did he do that was wrong? Is how we didn't know it was wrong. Fun is the one thing that money can't buy. Something inside that was always denied for so many.
Great is that. That is the Art of Time Ensemble with a cover of the Beatles' She's Leaving Home. It's from an entire album they did called Sgt. Pepper, and I've played the Art of Time Ensemble before. They're a regular stage production. They do an entire concert. They record it for an album, and they bring in different vocalists to come in and record with them. That one, of course, you recognize that from Bare Naked Ladies. That's Stephen Page, the guy who unfortunately had to leave Bare Naked Ladies because of rehab issues and unfortunately hasn't been invited back, which is a bummer because I felt like his vocal style was as much the sound of the Bare Naked Ladies as the rest of the band, right? Glad he's still doing stuff. Glad we can still get Stephen's vocals in places that aren't Bare Naked Ladies. Art of Time Ensemble and She's Leaving Home. Before that, Corey Chisel and the Wandering Sons with Fixing a Hole. This one comes from Volume 2 of a Beatles cover project called the Minnesota Beatle Project. Came out in 2010, featuring Minnesota independent artists doing covers of the Beatles. And, of course, that's a great one right there. Corey Chisel and the Wandering Sons. bands. Getting Better right before that by Ringo Ska, which is a fantastic name if you're planning on being a ska band that only covers the Beatles. Or Ringo Starr. I guess you could, you know, expand it to that as well. That comes from an album, I'm going to butcher this, I'm sure, called Beatles Katikoporat. You guys can look at how it's spelled on the website over there, coverville.com, in the show notes, and get to correcting me. But yeah, it's it's about a, you know, 20-letter word right there. Came out in 2009. As far as I know, the only release by Ringo Ska, but it's an entire album of Beatles covers. The Flaming Lips right before that, from an album from a few years ago, paying tribute to the entire Sgt. Pepper's album, called With a Little Help from My Fwends. That's F-W-E-N-D-S. It's part of a series of albums that Flaming Lips have been doing, bringing in guest vocalists, guest performers to finish out the album. Not always covers, too. Sometimes it's original Flaming Lips songs. That one happened to feature Miley Cyrus on vocals and Moby as well, doing some instrumentation on that cover of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And yes, it's supposed to be overmodulated like that. That's just Wayne Coyne being clever. Hashtag edgy. Before that, David Peel, a friend of John Lennon and a guy who also passed away recently, passed away in April of this year, David Peel did, but was friends with John Lennon for throughout the 70s, and recorded that cover right there of With a Little Help from My Friends, that one from a collection called The Exotic Beatles Part 3, which came out in 1999. Has some great recordings of the Beatles being interviewed, interspersed with the music, and I decided to leave that one in because it was John Lennon talking about his friend David Peel. Felt like it needed to stand there. Top of that set was Michelle Stoddart and a cover of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, that one from Yellow Submarine Resurfaces, an album that came out in 2012. Well, we'll get to Side B in just a moment, but before that, I want to tell you how you can support the show. It's May 31st, so today is like the best day ever to become a Coverville patron. Why? Because you get charged on the 1st. So basically, you know, you sign up and you're already in the system. Yeah, it's a great way to get extra content. I did a Guardians of the Galaxy show just for patrons last month. Going to be doing something like that again here in June. And I want to thank new patrons Ann Mitchell, Gabe Medina, David Akers, and Bjorn Mueller. Mueller. I'm pronouncing that right. I'm hopefully doing that. Yes, it's a great way to help support the show. You can give just a buck, couple bucks, few bucks every month, and it won't break the bank. It'll help out the show tremendously because all that money goes right back into production of the show, purchasing music, licensing, all that stuff. So please consider, if you're not already a patron, please consider giving, even if it's just a dollar a month. What is that, 12 bucks a year? You can do that, right? Anyway, that's over there at patreon.com/coverville. And I thank you if you are a patron. All right, side two of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band covers. This one came out in 1992 and is as much a cover of the Beatles being for the benefit of Mr. Kite as it is a cover of Freddie Boom Boom Cannon's Palisades Park. And that is what Big Daddy does. They take 50s and 60s songs and merge them together with other 50s and 60s songs to create something beautiful. From their Sgt. Pepper's tribute, here is Big Daddy.
Through the ring, don't be late. Mr. Skate, hate to shoot. We were talking about the space between us all and the people who hide themselves behind a wall of illusion. Never glimpse the truth, then it's far too late when they pass away. We were talking about the love we all could share when we find it to try. Without you.
get older, losing my hair many years from now. Will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Not today. We shall scream and say. We'll be right back.
her shoulder, made her look a little like a military man.
looking up, I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. I made the bus and seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
Gonna last like a minute and 18 seconds or whatever the last note of Sgt. Pepper's is of Day of the Life or Day in the Life by the band Captain from the Sgt. Pepper with a Little Help from His Friends compilation that came out in 2006. That one definitely was stuck to the front of a Mojo magazine that I picked up. Really good cover there of Captain to end that one. Before that, the cast of the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band film. Yeah, you know the one with the Bee Gees and George Burns and Aerosmith and all that. That is the reprise, or the, as they call it, the finale, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band finale by the cast that won that film and soundtrack way back in 1978. Before that, Good Morning, Good Morning by Marillion, that one from their Live Friends album from 2007. Travis, with a recording they did for the BBC Sgt. Pepper's 40th anniversary. This is something they did on the radio. And to my knowledge, the BBC has never released this as a recording, which they really need to do. They absolutely should do that. Travis with their cover of Lovely Rita. The Easy Star All-Stars from the Easy Star's Lonely Hearts Dub Band from 2009 with When I'm 64 featuring Sugar Minot. And Cheap Trick with Within You, Without You from their Sgt. Pepper live album. Had a chance to go see them perform this live in Las Vegas when they had a residency at the Hilton for a few weeks. Really, really amazing show. And they put on an incredible, incredible performance. Cheap Trick and their Sgt. Pepper live. Big Daddy topping off that set. Being for the benefit of Mr. Kite, you know, it might as well be Palisades Park by Freddie Boom Boom Cannon, because that's what they're doing. That's what they're merging right there. That album came out in 1992. And that set brings us to the end of yet another podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me, here's what you do. Email me, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can also call a request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. You can also visit coverville.com. Put your comments in the show notes for this episode or any other episode. You can download every single episode of Coverville. But if you don't want to waste the bandwidth, if you don't want to waste the time doing that, might I suggest you visit the Coverville store, the Coverville DVDs. Get episodes 1 to 1,000 in a 6 DVD set. You pop it into your computer. You drag the episodes you want from the DVD to your player of choice. And boom, you're off to the races. You can also, right now, for a very limited time, buy our last few Star Wars Cantina shirts. These were shirts I did for the Andrew Allen album, Live from the Cantina. Right now, mark down from $18 down to $14, and you get a free copy of the prints that Scott Johnson and Steve Hammaker did for that project. So check it out. Those are available right now at coverville.com in the store. But get them while they're hot, because once they're gone, they are absolutely gone. Gone. Not printing up any more of those. All right, we'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brandon Bitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, CacheFly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you'll always have a good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.